People driving down the freeway in the morning are interested in a couple of things. One of them is, you know, how fast they can get to work. The other one is what's going on or what's been going on overnight. And they know that if they tune in the Big 8, they're going to find out. They may not like the delivery. They may not like the writing. But they're going to know what the hell's been going on.
Fast-paced, it's hard-hitting, it's controversial, and it's heard by more than 2 million people each week. It's CKLW Radio News. Byron McGregor has been news director at CKLW since 1969. His news style has been described by many as rock and roll news, as exaggerated and as sensational. McGregor sums it up a bit differently.
Exciting. And that's the whole concept that we have. That's what the newsmen think. That's the way they write, that's the way they deliver, and that's exactly what we want to do. And I can tell you this much, that this is the only radio station in this market, if not the country, that news is not a tune-out factor, especially in a contemporary radio station. 9 stations out of 10 across the country that are contemporary, that have news, find that news is a tune-out. Why? Because the newsmen doing it don't do it excitingly.
So is the purpose of CKLW News more to entertain than inform?
No, I wouldn't go that far. It's not a matter of... I will say this. You know, radio is showbiz. Let's face it. I don't think that it's not a case of sitting down and saying, well, now I'm going to be entertaining. What it is a constant continuation of the exciting sound of CKLW. I mean, it's an exciting radio station to listen to.
For my benefit, the 2020 news is a little bit too melodramatic. The guy sounds like he came straight from a street fight, an alley fight or something, and the blood squirting and stuff like that. It's a little bit too melodramatic.
Well, I don't like it. It makes me nervous. Byron's voice always makes me think the world's going to fall in tomorrow.
But you'll still listen to it when you're in
the car? Only because I'm forced to in the car. I don't have an FM radio. And most of the time I don't listen to it anyway because too much Motown music.
I don't know. The news is all right. They come up with some pretty good. It sounds like they have good sources, but the dude that does it, the people that do it, I can't hack.
it's fun to listen to. I mean, if you like to hear about rapes and murders and people getting excited about nothing, but
I think it's too sensational, and I think that it's slanted.
People who say that they think our news is sensational still listen to it. They might say, oh, that's disgusting, or I don't like that newsman, or I have no respect for CKLW, or whatever they say. They still listen, and they will still phone us on the hotline if they see news. It sort of hacks me off at times. I'll have all these people say, oh, I listen to, some FM station, and then I never listened to CKLW, and then 5 minutes later, over the course of a conversation or during the course of a conversation, I'll say, geez, the other morning you said, and, it's self-defeating for them because they admit quite openly at that point that they do listen to CKLW, and it happens to me all the time.
Yes, I listen to CKLW.
CKLW?
Yes.
What do you think of their news?
I think it's biased, in poor taste, very poor news. It seems to play up all the violence and all the disgusting things that happened in Detroit.
Uh-huh. But you still listen to it?
Well, it's not really. The reason I listen to it was one of the reasons that I listen to it is because the person I'm living with is a very strong-willed person, and he makes me listen to it is what it gets down to. This is the truth.
The high-pressure delivery of CKLW News certainly does distinguish it from most other radio newscasts. But McGregor points out that his definition of news plays an important part.
News can be defined as a happening, an unusual happening. But I don't think you can say, here is a story or here is news. I mean, news to us may not be news to any other radio station in the market. And repeatedly we've proven that because we use stories that nobody will touch. We've got one this afternoon, for example, of a 3-year-old kid that was bitten by a Siberian husky in the cheek and required stitches. She phoned me, the mother phoned me quite hysterically. I talked to her for about 15 minutes, and she said she phoned every radio station. They said they didn't want to touch the story, so we're going to lead with it at 2:40. That's a great story. We phoned the police. The police said, yeah, if the kid doesn't, if they don't find the dog, they don't think it's a rabid dog, but if they don't find the dog, they're going to have to assume it was. and start giving this 3-year-old kid rabies shots, which are extremely painful, and which the doctor is afraid to do because he figures giving that many shots over a period of time to a 3-year-old kid could cause brain damage. Now, if that ain't a great news story, I don't know what is. That is a good news story, and yet nobody else in Detroit is going to touch it. Now, is that being sensational? I don't think so.
The Big 8 News Department has come in for some heavy criticism from Detroit officials because of their allegedly excessive coverage of murders in the Motor City. McGregor says not so. In October 1973, he told me,
"We've backed off quite dramatically in the last 18 months, crime news. I mean, we used to lead with homicides, and the more grisly we could make them sound, the better we liked it, you know. But again, getting back to the very beginning, when I said that a news could be defined as an unusual happening. Well, in Detroit, where there are 651 homicides already, that ain't exactly what I call an unusual happening. So we never, I put a memo out 6 months ago. Unless it's under extraordinary circumstances, like 8 people shot or 3 people shot in a dope den or something, we will never leave with a homicide. We will never leave with a homicide.
It's 20 minutes before 1. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. More bullets in blood and death. This time the killings at Cobo.
It's a fatal shooting at Cobo Hall on the loading docks. Apparently 2 employees were involved in some altercation and one shot the other. The actual motive behind it is unknown at this time. Homicide officers have gone out to the scene, and the investigation is really just getting underway.
That was the lead story from one of 2 newscasts I recorded at random during the first week of October 1974. While that McGregor memo may be ignored from time to time, there's one brand of killing McGregor says is absolutely taboo.
Like a single Amos and so-called Amos and Andy murder. You know, which is an inner-city murder. Usually the individuals know each other. Usually it's a family squabble or something like that. That's something else we've dropped. We used to use family squabbles where Joe Blow comes home, he's half drunk, gets in an argument with his wife. She can't take it anymore, goes to the top dresser drawer, pulls out the family gun and blasts him 5 times in the face, you know. We used to use those all the time. We don't even touch them now. We will not use them. So in terms of being sensational, I can't agree with you.
Whether or not CKLW News is sensationalistic may be a matter of opinion, but one thing about the news staff is not. It's big, far bigger than any other radio news department in the Detroit area, and McGregor credits a good manager with big bucks.
Most rock and roll radio stations in this country take the attitude that news is a tune-out. Fortunately, our manager and president used to work with Walter Cronkite at WCBS in New York. He's a very news-oriented manager. And our news budget would blow your mind. We have 23 people in this news department, the biggest rock radio news department in North America. And so what if we say something that somebody doesn't like? We are still the best radio news department in this market. We break more stories in 1 week than all the stations combined break in a month.
24 hours a day, we're standing by for news you know. In Windsor, 254 CKLW. In Detroit, 961 NEWS. We pay cash weekly and $1,000 for the year's top tip.
Those cash-laden hotlines tip CKLW to news as it happens, which is a major reason they do break as many stories as they do. I asked McGregor if his staff had any other tip tricks up its sleeve.
Well, let me put it this way. We have special contacts, which I'm not really prepared to divulge, in a lot of areas, the underworld and otherwise, and various ethnic groups. But we don't, you know, obviously go out and seek this kind of thing out. We do it in a very underground kind of way. In most cases, I would say 75% of the contacts come to us, yeah. 25% we cultivate. First of all, I came from a radio family. My dad was a broadcaster in Calgary, Alberta, for about 20 years, and was program manager of a station in Calgary, which was the number one station there. I would say that CFAC Calgary was to Calgary what WJR is to Detroit.
The path to becoming an on-the-air personality in a major market radio station is usually a very long one. McGregor didn't waste much time getting started on that rocky road.
Ever since I had been about 8 or 9 years old, I had always wanted to be a radio announcer. That was my goal. And I used to go down on Saturday mornings and just watch the DJs and see how they, what they did, how the board operated, what a pot was, what a VU meter was, how to, and then I'd go into the newsroom and find out how tape was edited, either electronically or manually. And when I got into the 11th grade, my first time, my first radio show was June 22nd, 1964. And I had been at a provincial championship track meet in a place called Stettler, Alberta. And the whole track team from my high school and the other high schools in the city had gone up for this provincial track meet. And I had just come back about 10:30. The bus got in, and I had to be on the air at midnight. So you can understand that I was somewhat preoccupied on my way back from Stettler, thinking that, you know, I would be on the radio at midnight for the first time in my life, doing my own show and running my own board and playing my own records and reading my own news, which, of course, most all-night news guys or all-night DJs do. And so from there, I continued through high school. Not that successfully. I never really flunked anything. I always got through, but I was working Friday midnight till 6 Saturday morning and Saturday midnight till 6 Sunday morning through my senior year. And when I got finished high school, I was going to go to university to take up law, and I had a full-time job as a rock and roll DJ 6 to 10 at night. That would be in 1965, I guess, 65 or 66. And I had a falling out with management there, and I left and went to Winnipeg, Manitoba, and worked there as the all-night DJ for $350 a month, and made extra bread doing, record hops and things like that, which at that time, you know, was pretty popular.
By that time, McGregor had cast aside plans for any further formal education and his thoughts of practicing law. But the bad went to worse, to downright ridiculous, before things got any better.
From there, I got fired and was out of work for about 3 months. And then I got a job in a place called Yorkton, Saskatchewan, which is a town of about 12,000. And it was for morning newsman. I eventually ended up doing more than just morning newsman. I was morning newsman from 6 to noon, and then I had to go back in the afternoon from 4 to 6 as a rock and roll DJ. So I was working my 8-hour day in a split kind of shift. Well, I stayed there for about a year, and the thing that got me down most there was not the fact that it was a small station. It was the fact that the weather was unbelievable. It was like living in the North Pole, 40 below zero, 50-mile-an-hour winds. It was so cold, as a matter of fact, that I had to park my car in the driveway, and I had to room and board because I was so broke, and I walked from the boarding house to the radio station, which was about 6 blocks, and the snow was so high that it was tunneled up. I mean, it was like piled up from the street so that you'd be actually walking down a tunnel, you know, and that was a sidewalk. And I can remember saying to myself, I had to be in at 6 in the morning, and I used to bundle up my face with a scarf. And I can remember saying to myself, if I ever get out of this godforsaken snowbound belt, I'm never going to come back. So one day I was sitting with the morning DJ, and we were just having a couple of beers, and I said, why don't we put an ad in the Broadcaster, which is the Canadian trade magazine? We put the ad in. I got offered a job at CKLW, and I came down to do all-night news to work 8 p.m. to 4 a.m., and I took it. I was making, at that time, $550 a month, and they offered me $800 a month here, and I came down. That was 67, October 67. And a couple of years later, as a matter of fact, on my 22nd birthday, I was made news director.
CKLW's competition. McGregor has molded a news format for CKLW that draws listeners to the Big 8 rather than having them tune out when the news comes on. And McGregor says that is mainly because of the approach his newsmen use.
But we take a demographic approach to it, which is probably unusual. It's unique. We're one of the few stations that does it. And by taking a demographic approach, I mean styling the news for the audience at any given time of the day. Obviously in the morning, between 6 in the morning and 9 in the morning, in the so-called drive period, You've got a lot more males, 18 to 35, listening than you have between 9 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. Therefore, we go fairly heavy on sports in the morning drive period. And include stories that would be of interest to, factory workers or men generally. You have a pretty broad cross-section in the morning. You've got kids going to school and housewives and office girls, but primarily your freeway mobile traffic is male. So we'll lead, for example, with a good sports story in the news. We'll use it, with a teaser.
It's 20 minutes after 7. This is Byron McGregor, CKLW 2020 News. George Foreman gets knocked off by Melfi Muhammad. Joe Donovan has details upcoming in sports.
And then say Joe Donovan has more upcoming in sports. We will lead with a tie-up on the freeway system where normally we wouldn't even use the story between 9 and 3.
Light snow flurries are falling in the metropolitan area right now, and you're advised to use caution if you're driving on the freeway system. Those entrance ramps and overpasses are getting somewhat slippery. Snow is falling across all of Michigan, and forecaster Rick Rogel says we can look for more this afternoon.
To go one step further, in that period between 9 and 3 and 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., we drop sports. There's no sports in our news at all. Because, the audience appeal just isn't there, and all you're doing really is rehashing yesterday's scores. So we figure if, they haven't got them by 9 o'clock, they really aren't that interested. In that midday period, we would use stories that pertain to women. We'll lead, for example, with the cost of food going up, stories about abortion, birth control, things that are of interest, fashion, new trends in fashion even, these are stories that are very interesting for women. They think about things like that. And we even scalp the women's sections of the Free Press and the News and the Windsor Star and the Cleveland Plain Dealer looking for ideas. And if we see a good feature women's story, then we'll 9 times out of 10 get tape on it or do a local angle.
Tonight it's Halloween. We contacted self-styled witch Louise Huber to ask what her ilk does on Halloween.
We utilize the energy that's swirling around the earth to get the things that we want out of life. Now, if somebody's having an unhappy love affair, they want to attract a lover, the thing to do at midnight on Halloween is to light the flame of a red candle, get a little tiny piece of paper, write the name of your true love on the paper, the person you want to, zap, write your name on top of it, burn this in the flame of the candle, and while it's burning, you chant, light the flame, light the fire, red is the color of desire.
And then in the afternoon drive period again, which is a vital time period, which is 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., we again include sports. We go heavy on sports at 4:40 and 5:40, obviously, because you have your, going home traffic. We used to have news at night, and we would gear it to teenagers or to high school students, kids doing homework or whatever. Stories that, we had, for example, we were on the mailing list of most of the high schools, and they'd send us their papers, and if we found something that was worthwhile, we'd phone them up, and we tried to do it on a rotating basis. So that every high school was hit, at least once a year,
The Canadian Radio and Television Commission requires CKLW to run 16 hours of news per week. 2 hours every week must also be devoted to public affairs. Byron McGregor believes that editorials are a tune-out and talk shows are a waste of time.
So we had to sit down and dream up some way to meet our public affairs commitment without sounding like a dead radio station.
CKLW In-Depth Report. When you talk about a so-called fortune teller, a lot of people have raised eyebrows. But Detroit psychic Dr. Dale Cottrell says there's no doubt about it. North America is looking down a double-barreled shotgun.
Two things. The problems of the car industry are very heavy in this nation.
And I suggested that we should do mini documentaries. Very brief things, maybe run them 3 times a day, which is what we do, at 10:40, 12:40, and 2:40 during the day, and at 12:40, 1:40, and 3:40 in the all-night show. They're a hell of a lot of work, and they're, for the amount of time they're on. But I've had a lot of people comment on them. They think they're great. As a matter of fact, I've had several stations write me, and they were wondering if it was a commodity that they could buy for their radio station. They thought maybe we had it out on syndication. But at any rate, it's worked out beautifully. We have a morgue on them. We morgue all of them. And there is nothing that we can't pull a tape, an interview out, and have it on the air. I mean, it's just, we've covered so damn many things, and some of them a couple of times, that it's really a great morgue system, too. You know, it's paid off that way. And we met our commitment. The Canadian Radio Television Commission was satisfied that we had done what we had been told.
Hasn't occurred in 50, 60 years.
CKLW In-Depth Report.
But outside of the Canadian Radio and Television Commission, no one sets standards for CKLW News. When I asked McGregor if he listens to any other stations for ideas on how to change his own format, his answer was crystal clear.
We are a definite self-entity. There's no question about it. We don't copy anybody. We are the trendsetter. People copy us. I can name you five stations in Michigan who copy us. I can name you a couple in Cleveland, a couple in L.A., a couple in New Orleans.
But while McGregor and company might not copy anyone else, when the listenership ratings come in, everyone lends an ear. Why, for instance, did CKLW drop their teenage-oriented evening news?
Well, we felt that our competition in the market, primarily FM stations, it's not any one particular FM station, it's a combination of about four or five of them, all sort of ganging up.
WRIF Detroit.
Even WAVX in Detroit.
And each one of them takes away a certain amount of our audience, you know. So one by itself isn't that much of a threat, but five collectively can take, a fair dent in our youth audience, you know, below 20 years of age.
This is Honey Radio, WHNE Birmingham.
And we found that they weren't running news at all.
Quadraphonic WWWW Detroit.
None of them had news at night between 6 and midnight, so we felt that to compete on a one-to-one basis, we had to eliminate news, and we found that our nighttime audience had dropped somewhat, and we felt that one of the best ways of increasing our music load was to cut commercial content and reduce the news, so that was the reason we dropped it. We pick up again at 11:40. We have nothing after 5:40, between 5:40 and 11:40.
Stresses that the qualifications he looks for in a potential 2020 newsman are simple. All he has is the ability to report the news the way CKLW wants it reported. Since there aren't many other radio stations that do news in the CKLW style, does McGregor have trouble finding qualified applicants?
That is my biggest problem. Finding guys in the country, especially when I say the country, I say Canada, is impossible. All of our newsmen are Americans on AM. We have Canadian FM newsmen, but all of our AM newsmen are American. All of our AM DJs are American. And the reason for it, and I spoke yesterday to the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis about the same thing, is that there's just not a training area which will make people capable of doing the kind of news that we want to have done here at CKLW. Anybody can sit down and read a piece of wire copy. Anybody can sit down and write some copy or rewrite wire copy. And then, you know, and sit behind a microphone and read it. But not too many people can sit down and integrate actualities and voice reports and write the copy cleverly, precisely, and condense the thing. And then turn around and sit down in a news booth and talk to a million people at any given time of the day and deliver it. That is a very tough commodity to find.
Does McGregor ever hire a newsman of marginal quality for on-the-job training in the CKLW style?
Yes. We've picked up people who have been marginal. I've hired a couple of people in the last two or three months, as a matter of fact, who have been marginal, and I've worked with them and critiqued them day in and day out. Every time they do a newscast, I'm on the phone after, or if I'm at the station, I record it and they come in. And we go over the thing from head to toe, things as minute as inflection on a certain word. If they say a certain word the wrong way, I'll stop the tape. If they use the format lines incorrectly, for example, Motor City Weather. Some people come on and they'll say, Motor City Weather, blah, 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 partly cloudy tonight. It's got to be
Motor City Weather, Motor City Weather, Motor City Weather, Motor City Weather.
Motor City Weather. It's got to be exciting. It's fun to listen to. That's what we're here for. You know, you have to. You know, I've had guys come in who are experienced newsmen who will come in and say, It's 10 minutes before 8. This is Joe Blow, CKLW 2020 News. That's not good enough, but they have the potential to be good. And I will work with them. And most of the people we hire never go on the air for at least a week or 10 days without that training period. So what we have them do is they come in as a regular newsman, and they will, do 5 or 6 dummy newscasts a day. And we just rip it apart and rip it apart and rip it apart. And when we finally think that they're good enough to go on the air, we'll put them on the air. I would say before most guys get to work at CK, they have had at least 5 years' experience, two of which may be in programming as a DJ, and three of which may be as a newsman, or it could be four as a DJ and one as a newsman. It depends entirely on the individual.
Many radio stations in the United States welcome applications from various minorities, such as blacks and women. CKLW Radio has a very definite white male sound. Is the Big 8 Newsroom an equal opportunity employer?
Yes. We're looking for not only blacks, but women. We're looking for any race or any creed that can do our kind of news. I could care less, and I mentioned this to the professor of the journalism class at the University of Minnesota. I could care less. He asked me, he said, how many guys on your staff have university degrees? And I said, nobody. I don't. Nobody on our staff does. Because what I am concerned with most is whether or not they can do the job that CKLW wants to have done. And whether they have third grade or eighth grade or a sophomore or junior, it really doesn't matter to me that much at all. One of the problems, I'll tell you, I had a guy who had a master's in English. And I hired him as a writer, and he was the worst writer we ever had. He wrote newspaper copy, and I kept going over and said, look, you can't write it this way. You've got to write it so you can communicate. And I emphasize communication. You've got to, as a radio announcer, communicate. It's not a case of writing down a bunch of words and letting people sit in their easy chair with a martini before dinner and read the newspaper. It's a case of telling people and keeping their interest when the news comes on. If they can do what I want to have done, then we'll pay them the $20,000 that is there waiting for them to do it. Whether they're black, Chinese, Indian, makes no difference. All we ask is that they do the job that we want to have done. The problem is, in America today, that especially with blacks, that there is a so-called ghetto talk. There is a black American dialect. And we cannot hire individuals with a black American dialect, mainly because, not because we're against blacks, but because we have a certain format, we have a certain set of standards, and whether you're black or white, if you don't meet those standards, you don't get the job.
Will we ever hear a woman doing 2020 news?
It's very unlikely. It's very unlikely that you will ever hear a woman doing 2020 news, and I'll tell you why. I think that if you were to sit down at home or in a car and drive down the road and listen to a woman come on and say, it's 10 minutes before 8, this is Joanne Wilson, or whatever the hell her name might be, it would be such a harsh kind of thing to accept that you would just, where's that button, man? Let me change it. There is something that is inherent about radio broadcasting, specifically in news, and you'll notice this especially in black stations. All black stations will have all black DJs, but they'll hire white newsmen. The same thing holds true for women. Now, I'm not saying that women don't belong in the broadcasting business. I look for women all the time. I've had to fire 3 in the last 2 months because they just couldn't cut it in this news department. This is a very high-pressure, and there is no mistake kind of news department. And one of them was getting married. She just quit last Friday, and she came in to me and she said, look, this job is not for a woman. I can't take it. My fiancé is on my back. He says I'm uptight all the time, and I don't want to ruin my marriage over this job, so I'm sorry, I'm going to have to hand in my resignation. I said, okay, well, you have your personal reasons, that's fine. There are certain radio stations or TV stations which women can fit in very well. WJR, WWJ, WXYZ, I'm sure a woman could do a newscast there. But in our high-pressure delivery kind of format, I can't see our 2.5 million people a week who listen to us accepting that. Not because they couldn't do the job, but because a woman's voice in this particular case would be hard to accept.
It's Byron McGregor speaking for CKLW 2020 News.
It's the trendsetter. We are different, there's no doubt about it. We are controversial. A lot of people may or may not agree with us, but what we do well. And what we do has been very successful for us. So as long as we do what we do the best we can, and as long as we do what we do to please the public, then I don't care really what the critics at the, you know, journalism schools say. Most of the professors at journalism schools are old newspaper men. I'll bet you there's not one journalism professor in this country, in America, who has ever done our kind of news. And I think that is a complete void in the whole program. It's got to be exciting. It's fun to listen to. It's the Trendsetter.
It's 20 minutes after 7. This is Byron McGregor, CKLW 2020 News.
Byron McGregor, CKLW, 2020 News, and the Campus Broadcasting Network. This is Ron Humity, November 15, 1974, the University of Michigan.
An Alcoholics Anonymous group meets every Tuesday and Thursday at William Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. If you want to stop drinking, call the organization's private number at 541-6565. Motor City weather just ahead of much more music and Gary Burbank. Overcast with rain. It'll be wet. High 72. Rain continuing tonight. Low 57. No real change for the weekend. Merck Index 33. Light air pollution. Cleveland 59 degrees. Toledo 56. Detroit 61. 16 Celsius at CKLW.
I'm the soul's jaw. You can't go outside, man. You go outside, man, and it's just raining all the time and nasty.
Hey, this is Academic from Florida.
Can I sign off, or may I sign off?
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking?
Byron McGregor, 2020 News at 8:58.
Byron?
Yes.
We need that beer today.
Boy, I'm telling you, with weather like that, who needs to be outside?
Really? We need... Let's just go get it and just... I shouldn't have already got it.
I'll race you to the door.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Let's go.
I already left. What do you mean, let's go? I already went out and came back in again. Are you ready now?
Yeah.
I left again and came back in again. Come on, Byron. Make it. Come on, man. Let's go.